Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 FM in Denver, 96.9 in Boulder. I am John, and if you go to the dealership and tell them you heard Kyle Bell on Ram Nation Radio, he will give you an extra $500 on the purchase price of your vehicle. In Kyle's place, we've got Tyler Shannon joining us for a second segment. Tyler, this is the first time we've had a guest that has carried over to a second segment. So congratulations on that, and thank you so much for taking the time that we've all looked towards as the guy to kind of spearhead the social media rallying around this on-campus stadium effort. And I know we've just been talking about the Coach McElwain saga, but I want to shift gears here and talk about the on-campus stadium effort, which Dr. Tony Frank came out in a memo to campus that he intends to recommend to the Board of Governors. Good Ram fans out there, but not a lot of guys will roll their sleeves up and do what you've done over the last year, 2 years, put a ton of time into this effort on behalf of the university. Tell me why you're so passionate about CSU.
Well, you know, I got a lot of memories, you know, from being with CSU. Now my wife went to CSU all my first football as well. So, you know, having that athletic connection. And I think just being part of something, you know, as far as Ram Nation, and, you know, when you're a donor to CSU Athletics, you're a part of CSU Athletics. You know, when you are a alumni of CSU, you're a part of CSU forever. And I think it's something that keeps me gravitated to with athletics. And, you know, when Jack Graham came on board, I had a chance to sit down with him and have dinner with him and his lovely wife, Ginger, and kind of get an idea of what their vision was. And it was something that I could see as opposed to something that may or may not happen. I could see it happening. And, you know, once things started to move in that direction of hiring Jim McElwain just in the past, and, you know, you talk about the Jim McElwain saga, I think 3 years of talk about a football stadium has been quite the saga. But I'm excited about where we're going with it. I feel like we finally see the light at the end of the tunnel here. I know that there's a lot of Ram fans who have been a big part of this too. I can't take all or even most of the credit. You know, I think the real heroes evolved to make it successful.
You've taken it upon yourself to kind of have this little battle with the anti-stadium folks, you know, not just through Ram Nation, but on the Fort Collins Coloradoan commenting section. Anytime there's a stadium article, there's always the naysayers that jump on there and talk about what a boondoggle, that's their favorite, take shots at you. And how have you dealt with that?
It certainly hasn't been easy, but, you know, I think I just kind of focus on, you know, what the big picture is, what the goal is. I look at it as 2 years from now, nobody's going to remember who the heck I am or who the heck any of these other people were. We're just going to have this beautiful football stadium and we're all going to be enjoying it. And that's what the end result is. And my latest comments have really been around, hey, we know the stadium's going to be built. So now let's focus on making it successful for CSU and Fort Collins. I think that's the ultimate dream. There's no reason why anyone in the opposition, we want donors involved, we want alumni involved, we want opposition involved to come out and say, hey, let's go sit in the stands, let's see what this thing really is, and let's make it as exciting, as fun, and everything really I think it can be.
Tyler Shannon from the Be Bold CSU organization is our guest. Why do you think there's been and I wouldn't say there's a large group, it's actually just a small effort.
You know, everybody likes what they like, and everybody doesn't like what they don't like. And obviously, this is a group that is very passionately against football as it is. I mean, you know, when you call yourself Save Our Stadium Hughes, but the majority of your leadership and majority of your members don't have tickets to Hughes or have hardly ever been there. These so-called experts come in and write things about how CSU should get rid of football and all this other stuff. They don't have the vision that CSU is trying to create, and part of that, I think is because they haven't really been part of the CSU that you and I know, and you and I are passionate about. And, you know, I think my hope would be that at some point they would just kind of accept it, can be appreciative and be supportive of all the great things that CSU does. And if they don't want to appreciate athletics and they don't want to appreciate football, that's fine. But there's a lot of us that do. And there's a lot of big-time donors to academics that are think football and a new on-campus football stadium is a very exciting thing that they want to be a part of. And at the end of the day, so.
There's actually on ramnation.com, the message boards, there's really only a couple guys that have called you out. But, you know, these are pro stadium guys. They want the stadium, but they don't necessarily agree with the way that you've disseminated some of the information that you know, saying that you're just a mouthpiece for Jack Graham or the university. How do you respond to that?
A way to do this, you know, I think at the end of the day, if I had my choice, you know, maybe CSU would have done the whole process a little different from the beginning. And based on your interview of Brett Anderson, which I listened to, sounds like he thinks the same thing. But we are where we're at. You know, I think the important thing is PSU as strong as possible. Everybody might have a little different view of how to get there and how things are handled. And, you know, I'm sure I should have done some things differently. I know I should have done a few things differently. But at the end of the day, CSU is going to be building this new football stadium, and we're headed in the right direction. And now we just need to, like I said, make it successful.
Horned Sheep on RamNation.com has been our gracious guest today. Tony Frank recommends to the Board of Governors we should build an on-campus stadium, and he's going to need some more time to discern whether we go the private-public partnership or the option three, which is the little more scaled-down version of the stadium.
Option three, which is basically privately funded via donations and the revenues generated by the stadium, which would be bonded, and that stadium would be, you know, about 36,000 people total. And $195 million, basically going to have all the bells and whistles. So the public-private partnership really isn't the plan anymore. What they're looking at instead is maybe having the funding instead of bonding it, having the funding come from a private entity, which technically wouldn't be considered a public-private partnership. So they're still looking at how vouchers, getting that final approval, signing on the dotted line, if you will, and then letting Tony and his team go to work finalizing the plans and hopefully breaking ground here in the next few months.
You've had a tight relationship with Jack, as we talked about. Mm-hmm. This was his baby. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, Dr. Frank wanted this as well, told us to make it happen. And now he's out. How do you think he's taking the dismissal and not being a part of finalizing all this?
My discussions with Jack have been, you know, he's not just disappointed that he can't finish the job here. He's disappointed that he can't be around the players and the coaches and his staff. You know, he really felt at home being a part of the thing that he was doing. You know, he still supports putting a football stadium on CSU's campus. He wishes he was the person in charge doing it. I mean, I think there's a lot of Ram fans, including myself, that still wishes he was in charge doing it. But that's not the reality that we live in right now. Jack's a businessman. Jack, under the vision that he brought, the hard work that him and his wife put in, I don't know how many hours that they were putting in to make this vision come to a reality. And then I really think it's a testament to their legacy that it's going to be finished. And I think every Ram fan that's been a part of what's been going on, now they're going to look at this stadium.
One more question for you. Thanks again for joining us. Is there any way that the Board of Governors takes this recommendation from Tony Frank and doesn't greenlight it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think they were going to greenlight it months ago if they could. But when you look at the backs of students and taxpayers, that's just not something CSU is interested in. You know, there's no donors for Hughes. Given the opportunity to have all the donors come in and build a stadium the right way, where CSU wants it, a multi-use stadium that can be used for so many other sports, a stadium on campus, to say no, you know, I think that they look at it and don't see that as even a possibility anymore. You're not going to charge students for something when you know that there's a better opportunity. So,
Tyler, I really appreciate with what's going on with Coach Mack, and it's also a good time with the season the football team has had, and the fact that the on-campus stadium looks like it is absolutely going to happen. So I appreciate your time. If you live in the Denver area, get out in support of the stadium. Go to the CSU Denver campus on 3:15 to 4:15. The Board of Governors will do their deliberations and ask questions of Tony Frank. They're welcoming people to show up in support and ask questions and make their comments at that event. But thank you so much, Ed Bozar Chevrolet, for sponsoring the segment. Lionsgate Real Estate, Cindy Showerman at Beamer Insurance Agency, Ellis Penn and O'Connor Tax Group, Window World. Friday night, you get two shows from us this week, and it's a good time for that as there's so much going on. Have a great night.